Welcome to the Frictionless Innkeeper podcast series. Our show is brought to you by the Frictionless Guest app, which allows innkeepers to provide guests with their recommendations of the best local places to eat, play, and shop during their stay. The Frictionless Guest app is accessible through all mobile and desktop devices, and you can learn more about it by visiting frictionlessguest.com. Once again, that's frictionlessguest.com. I'm Matt Langan, and I'll be joined by Steve Short, founder and CEO of the Frictionless Guest app. And today we're speaking with Teresa Molitor-Luttrell, who is the owner of Enliven Bed and Breakfast. Located in Kenmore, Washington, Enliven Bed and Breakfast is a chemical and fragrance-free inn, which is ideal for guests seeking out truly healthy accommodations. And for this episode, Teresa will be discussing her background, her specialized property, the eco-friendly and safe products she offers, as well as her efforts with chemicalfreeinns.com. And Teresa and Steve, how are you both doing today?
Doing good. Excellent. Pleasure to be here.
Great to have you. Steve, how are you doing?
Doing well as always, Matt. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Excellent. Well, great to have you both here. And Teresa, let's start at the top and tell us a bit more about your background. Know you had some significant experiences with Lyme disease and how the idea of the Enliven Bed and Breakfast came about.
Sure. I'm happy to talk about that. Gosh, I feel like I've had about seven lifetimes within one, so it's kind of interesting. I first started getting interested in how to create a healthy environment when I was a young mom. I have three kids. My son was born with a lot of health challenges, and he was severely allergic to a lot of stuff. He would go into anaphylactic shock, so not just a sensitivity, but an actual allergy. And one of the things he was very sensitive to was dust mite. So we did a lot back then, trying to make the environment as clean as possible. Tore out carpeting, put in hardwood floors, all those kinds of things. So that was my initial foray into, you know, how do I make an environment better for health reasons? And then I also had my own experience with chronic illness. I was bit by a tick when I was 15. I wasn't diagnosed with Lyme disease until 30 years later when I was 45. And by that time, I was really sick. And then my experience of traveling for treatment, staying in places, you know, regular hotels and things where a lot of chemical-based stuff was used. It just was really difficult to go through the healing process, staying in places like that. And there was one option at the clinic in Switzerland that I was attending at that time, which I've kind of based Enliven off of. Actually, it was called the Hotel Santis, and it was chemical-free and fragrance-free, and all the food was organic. And I just did so much better at the clinic when I was staying in that environment. And I started having dreams about creating something like that for myself. Initially, I thought that I would do it in Switzerland, and the clinic I was going to was thrilled. And, you know, American travelers sometimes don't do all that great trying to communicate with people that don't speak English very well. And so they were thrilled at the thought that an American would have a B&B in Switzerland near the clinic that would house their patients that were from the States. But that didn't work out. And I ended up actually doing it in my home. I have a 4,500 square foot home. And that's what ended up being Enliven, was my home. Yeah, in the middle of all that, I earned a master's degree in consciousness studies and a ministerial license. And my whole is not based on religion, which is kind of odd, but really about being of service to people one-on-one, whoever's in front of me. Anybody who's going through a hard time, you know, I have the capacity to listen, to empathize, sometimes to offer advice if that's welcomed and needed. And that's really what I do. So I'm not affiliated with any church anymore. The group that I was with really wanted to kind of funnel people into their religion, and that's not what I'm all about. So now I'm just kind of independent. But that's what I do, is that I just really seek to serve those who are in front of me, to provide what I wish I had, both environment and also an understanding to those who come and stay with me.
That's great. You know, in many ways, you did bring your dream to life with the Enliven Bed and Breakfast, and you are catering and helping out one-on-one people with your specialized amenities at the property. So tell us more about that.
Yes, I've done a lot to this house. Everything here is chemical-free, and I've remodeled the house and done a lot of work. I made sure that everything was low VOC. I replaced what carpeting was left, like in the bedrooms and things. That's all heated porcelain tile, which is great because it's so easy to keep clean, number one. You know, there's not dust issues with that at all. And because it's porcelain tile, the electric wires that run throughout the flooring underneath the tile, it doesn't conduct the electricity. And so there's no electromagnetic fields that are coming up through the flooring. It's all encased in either concrete or this porcelain tile. And so a lot of people actually that become really ill with a complex chronic illness, which usually there's a lot of toxic buildup in the body when people start to react to their environment. Sometimes people then are reactive to these electronic fields. And so it's really wonderful that it doesn't conduct electricity, and yet it provides a really clean, safe environment for those that are sensitive, as well as comfort from the heated floors. So we take really good care of the air quality in the house. We've got a UV light on the furnace, got a 5-inch thick filter in the furnace, plus a charcoal filter. I change those filters out every month, and that really helps to keep the air quality really good. I also offer like IQ Air, Molecule, Austin Air filters, and oftentimes people will order them if they want them in their rooms full time, and then cancel them once they get here because the air quality is so good. And so that's really a helpful, good thing. I have the house tested for mold, and so far my mold testing has been really good. My ERMI score, which is, you know, one of the better mold testing devices out there, my ERMI score is -1, which is exceptionally good. And the HERTSME score is 0. The HERTSME is actually the score of what's considered to be really, you know, very bad for you types of mold. Although any high concentration of mold is injurious oftentimes to human health. People start to get sick when they're exposed to large quantities of mold. So we also have filtered water. We make sure that the air and water quality are top notch. And that just really helps to provide a healthy experience. When I was in Switzerland, I noticed that I felt so much better when I was there, especially when I was up in the Alps. And that's because the air was pure. The water quality was astoundingly good. And then the quality of the food was just beyond anything that we even get here in the States. So I knew that air quality, water quality, and food quality were really important to the healing process just from my experience there. So I try to replicate that as much as I can in the indoor environment here at Enliven.
Great. Steve, I'll pass the baton over to you.
Thanks, Matt. So many questions. Not enough time. let's see. I think you're so attuned to all of what you've done in your home and the needs of probably a select number of people. I mean, first off, talk about who your typical guest is, because you're north of Seattle, but not too far north. You're within distance that I guess there are some incredible medical facilities in Seattle. And I think that you've got most of your guests are in town because of medical needs that are being catered to in Seattle. Is that right?
Yeah, Seattle and it's the greater Seattle area, as we call it. Yeah, there's some amazing medical treatments out here and great hospitals and all those kinds of things. Our patients, I say our patients because I also worked for an alternative medical clinic for 5 years as their new patient administrator. So I interviewed every person that came to that clinic and supported them in, you know, their attempts to get better. And so most people that come and stay with me have been diagnosed with complex chronic illness of some sort. Most of them have seen multiple doctors trying to figure out why they're sick. I totally relate to that because for the 30 years before my diagnosis, you know, I'd seen numerous doctors. They told me that it was, you know, psychological in origin, and I spent 12 years in therapy trying to figure out why I was making myself sick. And by the time I was finally diagnosed, I had a list, you know, a page and a half long of all these things that had gone sideways in my system. Infections that I was carrying, you know, gut dysbiosis, heavy metal toxicity, because nobody had ever thought to check and see what my levels of mercury and aluminum were and cadmium, and they were all sky high. And a lot of it kind of came down to the fact that I couldn't, my genetics, when they tested my genetics, they found that I have issues with my methylation pathways, which means that my body doesn't detox well on its own. And that's something that a lot of the people that come to the clinics whose patients I serve and, you know, to Enliven, that they also, if they've had their genetics tested, they have at least one of those types of genetic issues that makes it more difficult. So it's really important to have an environment that is super healthy. And it's estimated that 40% of the population has these methylation genetic defects. And if that's the case, there are a lot of people out there who may not be heinously sick already, but they would really benefit from a much cleaner environment. And I get contacted a lot by people saying, you know, I can't come to Seattle, but I'm going to go to this city over here. Do you know of any place that's chemical free that I can stay there? And unfortunately, at this point, there aren't very many options. But I think it's a huge opportunity for the lodging industry to adopt some of these practices and be able to serve more of these people. You know, 40% of the population is a huge number.
Yeah, well,
but bring me back. You, I think I got off on a tangent.
No. You headed right towards where I was going to go, which is, okay, you've got this specific, you know, niche, you know, totally focused B&B, and that's because of your own experience. And I'm glad you talked a little bit more about that as well to kind of tie in there. And so, you know, I think our listeners, you know, innkeepers especially, you know, are thinking, okay, well, what does that really have to do with me? But while you may be there and your place is great for the extreme examples of people with these challenges, the reality is that they're on one end of the spectrum, but there's still a spectrum. And, you know, it's just a matter of how much people are affected, just like it might be a matter of how much existing innkeepers decide to adjust what they do in order to be more sensitive to people's needs. And so, you know, if you can talk a little bit about some of the things that you might consider doing, not to the extreme that you've done, because you started with that mission. You know, those innkeepers who are in business now, who suggest to them to maybe offer this up, not as target of guests who are strictly there because of medical reasons, but to just, you know, maybe the more common guest that would like to avoid the chemical thing.
Yeah. And that's really a huge piece of it. You know, there's a huge interest in sustainability. You know, there's a huge interest in health in general. I think, you know, young people coming up through the ranks that are starting to travel more and more, you know, they're very concerned with their health. They look around at the world and they see things are not great in a lot of ways, you know, environmentally right now. And how does that affect people? You know, it's almost everybody that I talk to, when I tell them a story about, you know, what I do, they ask what I do, I tell them, and they're like, oh, fragrance-free. Oh, my sister, my aunt, my mom, my friend, my whatever, you know, has these sensitivities. She finds it really hard to go out into places. I'm like, yeah, very much so. And they end up being very isolated. People that are very sensitive end up being isolated. But people that are just aware and, you know, wanting to eat organic food, wanting to, you know, have a lifestyle that is promoting their own health and the health of the planet, those are the kind of people that you can really attract if you have even just one or two rooms that are set aside and say, you know, at a higher price, you can have a chemical-free mattress and chemical-free products and all these things to really support your health and well-being. You know, we use chemical-free mattresses here, which are absolute stellar mattresses. People love them. They're made out of organic wool and cotton. They have an inner spring, so they're pretty firm, but then we top that with a 3-inch woolly, which has a cotton, organic cotton cover on it, and then organic sheets, and they are like heaven. They are like the best beds ever. My son-in-law, who is not someone that's really oriented specifically towards this kind of thing, the first time he came and stayed here, he slipped between the sheets and turned to his wife, my daughter, and was like, wow, what does your mom do to these beds? Because they are amazing. And people always rave about the mattresses. That's a great selling point for someone to say, you know, even if you do just one or two rooms where you offer this service, if you see the, you know, the good results from it, then you might want to do then the rest of your rooms when it's time. But they wear like iron. You know, mine have been in service for the last 10 years, 11 years now, and I have yet to replace any of them because they wear really well. It's really easy to do things like fragrance-free laundry detergent. That's a really simple thing to do. And that makes a huge difference to people when they're sensitive, to not have fragrance that they're sleeping with their face right up into something fragrant. I think one of the biggest things that I do that is of benefit to my guests, but also would be of benefit to pretty much anyone, is that I use a steam vapor system to clean. And steam vapor is amazing. I use products that are manufactured by Advanced Vapor Technologies here in Washington State. And they're listed by the EPA as a disinfection device. They've had numerous studies done that show their efficacy. It uses a patented proprietary process that changes the crystalline structure in the water so that it helps the heat penetrate into the cells that it comes in contact with of bacteria, viruses, molds, and biofilm, which is a huge deal, and then it eliminates them. So you're actually creating a massively healthy and truly clean environment. And when things are actually really clean, things smell great. You know, no chemicals, no fragrance, no nothing going on. You know, people walk into Enliven and they almost every single one will stop and go, wow, smells so good in here. It's because it's clean. It's really clean. And biofilm is a tricky thing. You know, chemical disinfectants, they are notorious for not getting rid of all of the organisms within biofilm. They don't eliminate biofilm. Then that biofilm, whatever's in it, it repopulates usually within an hour. So the fact that this stuff will really eliminate the biofilm, create a clean and disinfected surface, whether that's a soft surface or a hard surface, I use it on everything. Then you've got an environment that when people come in, they're not going to worry that they're going to catch a virus from somebody, right? With the coronavirus and all that good stuff going around. It's like, it's important to have a clean, super clean environment for your guests where they feel safe and they know that everything's going to be good. And it's a sustainable tool because you only buy it once, right? And then you never have to buy cleaning products again. You don't have to pay to have your carpets cleaned. You don't have to do much of anything because this device will clean and disinfect pretty much everything.
So it's funny because you said something that I hadn't really thought of, and that is that the senses of what we consider clean, I mean, if you think of it traditionally, it's something that smells clean because we've used chemical products to clean but partially mask, you know, what's still there, it sounds like.
Yeah.
And yet you said that, you know, people say, wow, it smells clean, almost like, probably like more like fresh air. Like it doesn't really have a smell to it. Mm-hmm. It's got just the feeling of clean that you can sense or whatever. So that's kind of interesting in and of itself. And you did, we talked a couple of weeks ago and you did talk a lot about the chemical cleaning and how that's become so predominant and how smells, manufactured smells through chemicals have become so dominant. And I'd like for you to talk a little bit about that maybe, but also, so explain this, the vapor cleaning tool that you use. Do you just basically put it over any surface, like you said, hard surface, or is it kind of like dust instead of dusting, basically?
You could use it instead of dusting. Yeah. So it can be used on soft surfaces like furniture. It's the only thing that gets rid of norovirus on soft surfaces. So I use it pretty much for everything. I clean my windows with it, as long as it's not super cold outside, because you never want to have steam and cold on the other side. Yeah, but it's vapor. The boiler heats, you know, up to above 300 degrees. And what comes out at the tip is like 225, I think. Sorry, I didn't bring my cheat sheet for that one. But it's very, very hot. And when water particles are vapor rather than steam, they're very tiny. They don't get things super wet. They dry very quickly. And so I use it on my mattresses in between changing, you know, changing from one guest to another. I completely steam vapor the guest room. And so the mattress, the woolly, the pillows, the bed frame, the wall, you know, if there's anything on the wall, I quickly hit that. The flooring, carpeting, there was a study done that was, I think HUD, you know, the Housing and Urban Development arranged for a study that included the use of steam vapor, these machines specifically, to see if it could get mold out of carpeting. And our machine was the one that outperformed everything. And even after 30 days, it was still above 90% of all the mold was gone.
Wow.
So it's an amazing tool. I use it for the bathrooms. You can clean everything in a bathroom with it. Sinks, I clean drains with it. You know, way back in the day, I used to use just baking soda and vinegar to clean drains. But, you know, stuff builds up in drains. And over time, it would start to smell. And so now every time I clean, I just shoot steam vapor down the drain for 5 seconds and zero issues and no buildup in my drain.
Wow. So
it's
for those who, you know, who aren't willing to go that far, what would you say though about considering, you know, being more thoughtful about the use of chemical based cleaners and, you know, just the whole idea of chemicals to whether it's, you know, laundry detergent, you know, using something that's free and clear of that or cleaning. And what might you say to innkeepers as far as the whole smell thing and being more considerate or more thoughtful about that with your guests?
You mean the fragrance thing?
Yeah, fragrance, the whether it's from whether it's from cleaning agents or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's chemicals are an interesting thing. You know, they've largely not been regulated. The onus of proving something dangerous to human health was put on us rather than the company that was developing them back in the 50s. And so it's been kind of unbridled usage, really, of chemicals. And so any studies that have been done have usually been done just on a single chemical, not on the plethora of chemicals we're exposed to all the time and how they interact. So even when you are using, you know, like a product that says it's, you know, better for the environment and stuff, there's oftentimes still stuff in there that can be problematic. Fragrances are chemical. You know, if it smells like a rose, there's not rose oil in it for, you know, in most instances, it's actually a number of chemicals that have been combined to create that scent. I learned about this when my son was young and he was reacting to stuff that I thought from based on a food label that he should be okay. And I sat next to a food chemist because my former husband was involved in the fishing industry and, you know, catching pollock and surimi paste, and they can make that taste like anything, right? And so I was asking this food chemist all kinds of questions, and he was like, oh no, you know, I can make surimi taste like strawberries, like the very best strawberry you've ever had, and it's all chemical. And from him, I learned a lot about what actually can go into these things that my son was then reacting to. But it's kind of the same thing with fragrance. There's just a lot of different chemicals that go into any fragrance. It's not just one. And they are manufactured so that they linger because they want, you know, we want things to smell good for a long time. And when we don't have things that are actually clean that smell good just on their own, you know, like fresh air, because they're clean, then we want to have them smell clean some other way, because there's, you know, residue in laundry machines that, you know, oftentimes what people do with laundry is they use more detergent than they actually need to for their water quality. And laundry detergent companies, you know, they make pods now, and it's like everybody's a one-shot deal, one size fits all, you know, but they're selling laundry detergent. They're not selling cleanliness necessarily. And if you have too much detergent use in your machines, you're going to get buildup. That buildup will start to grow mold. It's hard to maintain the machines when you're using too much detergent. And then your clothes start to smell. Your sheets start to have an odor. And then you cover it up with a fragrance product so that you don't really notice that. So I think I got off tangent again. But anyway, it's just a lot of, because it's designed to stick, fragrance especially, it's especially detrimental to human health because it's on your clothing, which is next to your skin. Your skin is your largest organ. It absorbs what it's in contact with. You know, you're burying your head in your pillow and it's got scented stuff in it and you're inhaling those chemicals all night long. It's just a good thing to try and limit that a little bit.
Yeah. And is there anything else that you think that innkeepers could think about adapting? And let's say, you know, maybe specifically going back to a room or two that is kind of chemical free, or at least is much more chemical free than the other rooms. Anything else? I mean, great about the sheets, the mattresses. I think the whole use of cleaning products, and whether it's detergent or it's actually, you know, clean to disinfect type stuff, trying to use chemical free stuff, or at least, you know, fragrance free, chemical based stuff is a great idea. Any other ideas on what kind of the average innkeeper might consider doing to cater more to a chemical-free sort of room, I guess?
Yeah. One thing would be, you know, if you were going to redo a room specifically to have it be for someone that was sensitive or health conscious, super health conscious, would be to put hard surface flooring in when you redo it. Pretty easy to do and so much easier to maintain. I think if more people did that, they would be surprised at how much their workload would reduce, actually. Having good, high-quality air cleaners available for rent also helpful, because even if someone can't go the extra mile, you know, in some instances and do everything, if you have a really good, high-quality air cleaner that could be put in the room, that's something that people pay for that when they're here. That's an add-on, and that can be a really helpful thing if someone knows that they can rent an IQ Air. You know, it's a $1,200 investment, but you would get that back in spades, you know, if you did a nightly charge for it. I charge $25 a night to have an IQ Air in the room. And that's a really great air purifier. It has a HEPA filter, and it actually, you know, filters out molds and also mycotoxins to some degree. So it's a really helpful product for people that are concerned with their health, and that would catch a lot of stuff out of the, at least the air quality, would improve the air quality in the room.
So you have, we already kind of talked about, I guess what we would call the medical tourism approach, even though that really wasn't your thought process in coming up with, you know, with your bed and breakfast and the whole idea and the motivation behind it. But, you know, that's in reality who you cater to. Are there any, I guess, and since this is really the first we've kind of heard of the idea, are there any kind of, any organizations or anybody that kind of does any certification or, you know, is there kind of that, the good housekeeping, you know, good chemical free, you know, seal of approval?
Seal of approval.
I assume not, but that kind of leads me to your whole, I think your whole quest and this chemicalfreeinns.com, mm-hmm. I mean, your site and your whole idea behind chemicalfreeinns and where you're kind of going with that, which is not just finding places that, you know, are more chemical free. I think you've got multiple things. I think it's also some trying to let people know about products and various things. Isn't it? You want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's kind of an offshoot of Enliven, because I see so much need for something like this. So it will have a page on the site for other places that are mostly chemical free, and we're developing the criteria for that now. And I think we'll probably do it on a star rating. You know, do you do X, Y, and Z? And then those that do get a higher rating than those that don't. But there may be some that are lower rated that would be perfect for someone who's not as sensitive, right? So that you could actually start to see which places could possibly work. You can always contact them, and, you know, the person could contact them and then explore more about the likelihood of them being able to tolerate it. I was recently contacted by someone else who is trying to put together a similar type of list. So we may end up collaborating so that we can join forces and get a greater number of listings between the two different approaches. So it's interesting. It's much needed. It's definitely much needed.
And you also, what about kind of the product thing, right? I mean, you've done a lot of research just for your own needs, and that's, there's some value there to be with others as far as, you know, I mean, innkeepers or just people, guests, whatever, right? And,
right.
And is that's kind of part of where you're going with this as well, isn't it?
Yeah, because it took me a long time to figure all this stuff out. And, you know, it'd be nice if I could provide that information so that people that need it don't have to search as long and as hard and, you know, have trial and error be their guide. So, you know, one of the things that's going to be on the website, you know, it's going to have both a residential section and a business section. You know, the products that I've, you know, known and learned about and used here successfully at Enliven will be available for sale. They are not cheap. I'm happy to provide, to give some pretty significant discounts to people that buy through me, both for mattresses, the steam vapor systems, you know, all these different things that I've done that are really helpful. I'm also available for product support, for training, to consult. If you're thinking about doing something, I've got a couple people that email me so far where they're sending me lists of products that they've found, and it's like, well, what do you think about this? Do you think this could work? And then we do some research and talk about it. And it's been really great and really helpful to be developing those kinds of relationships, and I can then really offer some support to people who are really looking at trying to create a less chemical laden environment in their lodging facility. So it's a work in progress. The website is still under development. You know, I can still do all of the sales things. You know, if anybody wants to contact me, I'm happy to talk with them. But it's a work in progress.
Sounds like it, but a good work in progress. It seems like there's definitely a need out there. And I think by you talking with us, hopefully the word will get out that if there are other innkeepers out there that perceive the need or have similar challenges personally or heard of them with guests, this could be a good, really good resource for them. So I think that's a great thing. And you've been doing it. Your place has, I believe, four rooms for like two different parties, basically,
mm-hmm.
I think. And Enliven's been around since 2010. Does that sound right?
2010 was when I had my first guest, and 2009 is when I started developing it. Yeah, 2009.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. Any other thoughts? Anything else you want to throw in, whether you feel like you might go on a tangent or not? It's okay.
Oh, that would be great. Let's see. Well, the tagline for Chemical Free Inns is healthy inn, healthy guests, healthy bottom line. And that's really what I would like to be able to provide. You know, a healthy inn is going to be good for everybody, for the owner, for the guests, for everybody, for the employees. I just think that we're at a place and time in our evolution as a people in a country that we really need to pay a little bit more close attention to what we're creating in our lives. You know, advertising is ubiquitous, right? And it convinces us that these kinds of things are really good for us. You know, these, you know, fabric softeners that will stay in your clothes for 3 months. It's a fabulous thing. You take it out of your drawer 3 months later, it still smells like it just came out of the washing machine. Well, not quite so much, because that's all chemical, and that kind of stuff can affect your endocrine system. It can affect just your overall toxic burden. If you're one of the unlucky 40% with these genetic issues, over time, that may affect you. And it's just a good time, I think, to really start paying more attention to what we put out into the planet, what we put on our skin, what we use to wash our hair, the things that we sleep on. I know I feel a whole heck of a lot better than I used to since adopting this lifestyle. And I really see the benefits of it. The other day, I don't use any pesticides on the grounds either or inside the house. And I have a pest company who comes and, you know, checks everything out and knocks down spider webs and all that kind of stuff. They come periodically, every 2 months. And I had a new guy the other day, and I answered the door, and here's this new person standing there. And I'm like, so you understand from the notes that this is a no pesticide property, right? He's like, oh yeah, they all told me that. And I was like, and what else do you do? And I explained to him about the no fragrance thing. And he was like, wow, my sister should come stay here. She's really sick and she can't stand any of this stuff. And wow, you do that? Wow. You know, and so then we talked about, you know, what kinds of things to look for when he's going around and doing his thing. And it was just amazing to me how for so many years, I just blindly did what I thought was right. I used all kinds of chemicals. I did all this stuff. My poor kid, you know, he would do much better in my house at this point than he would have done when he was young. There's just so much that goes into it. And so many people that are developing these weird chronic illnesses that no one can figure out what's going on. And they just don't feel well. And I think a lot of it just has to do with the amount of toxicity that we end up carrying around from car exhaust and products that we use and all that kind of stuff. So it's if I sound like an evangelist, it's probably because I sort of am one.
Yeah,
for this
understandable
free life stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, and maybe maybe that you were just right before we kind of hit the record button. Maybe tell that quick story about you have a guest right now, where just kind of an interesting story. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I have a guest right now, a family who's here from Australia, and they came to this country because they have a child who's been diagnosed with autism and some other issues. Their home had become moldy and they didn't know about it until they finally got it tested and realized that the numbers were off the charts, put up the walls and found mold inside the cavity, and then left immediately. And then it's been sort of a health journey since then as they try to get their son healthy again. He's been diagnosed with autism and he came for treatment. And within 3 days, he had lost his speech. He lost the ability to speak. Within 3 days, he started speaking in sentences again. And they were astounded. The doctors were astounded. They extended their stay for another 5 weeks because they really want him to get a good solid start. And one of the possibilities of why it's making a difference is that he's, for the first time, he's staying in an environment that doesn't have, it's not contributing to his toxic burden while his body is trying to fight off the stuff that he's been exposed to. That's amazing to me. What an amazing thing for an autistic kid to come and stay here and then be able to start speaking in sentences again. The parents are astounded, the doctors are astounded, and so am I. So
yeah, incredible. It's a real thing. So
it is a real thing, you know, and you look at the rates, you know, like we were talking about, the rates of autism, you know, are just skyrocketing. The rates of chronic illness are skyrocketing. You know, the amount of support for people, you know, that are having issues that the medical world doesn't quite understand yet. The cost is huge because oftentimes things are not covered by insurance. You know, none of my Lyme disease treatment was covered by insurance. And there's all this argument in the medical world, especially around Lyme, as to whether or not, you know, when people go through a month of antibiotic treatment and supposedly Lyme disease is now eradicated and yet they continue having symptoms, you know, there's part of the medical world says, no, that's not Lyme disease. That's something else. We don't know what it is. And then the other part is like, no, we think that this is like persistent Lyme disease and how do we treat this and what can we do with this? And in the meantime, people are horribly ill. If they're told that their Lyme disease is not an issue anymore because it was treated, their family starts to doubt, you know, doubt them and think that they're just making stuff up. And, you know, they end up alone and destitute because they've spent all their money trying to get well and nothing's working. And, you know, it's a really sad thing that is happening all over the place. And I really feel, just from my own experience, watching all of this happen, my years, you know, at the clinic that I worked for, watching patients go through the healing process, you know, when we reduce the amount of toxicity in our environment, our bodies have a chance to get rid of the stuff it's collected. And that's important. You know, it can really make a difference in our overall health. And if the lodging industry, you know, could get on board with that, even just, you know, a couple of rooms, I think that would just make such a difference. And you could definitely upsell it. You know, it's something that you do need to put a little bit more effort into. But over time, if you had a large facility where you did these things, I think it would really pay for itself over and over and over.
Profitable as well. And the same thing goes with, you know, we've had an innkeeper on that kind of went more green, and it was the same thing there. Mm-hmm. So, yep.
Yeah.
Matt, any other questions, thoughts, or?
No, I think we're good. I think we covered off on quite a lot today here. If you both are ready, I can take us out, or unless there's anything else to add.
I'm done.
You know, the only thing that comes to my mind is I was reading the other day about there's a conference coming up in, I think, in Arizona, and it's about a wellness building group, you know, where they're really focusing on health and not only healthy buildings, but healthy environments and healthy interactions between people and commercial buildings and things like that. And it's like, I just see this coming up more and more often, maybe because of what I do, but it seems like there's just more of a momentum of going towards wellness, you know, green living that hasn't been greenwashed. You know, it's important that the green things we do are not something that isn't real. Pardon my bias towards this, but there's a lot of stuff that says that it's green that really isn't. It really isn't healthy. And it's important to really, you know, be able to discern what's good, what's really helpful, what's mostly just advertising, you know. And that's why I think the steam vapor thing is so good, because it just really cleans. It just does the job. It does the job on everything. You know, you spend, you know, the commercial machines are $3,600 and that's it. You never replace it. You never have to buy another cleaning product and you're good to go for the life of your business. That's pretty cost effective when you start to actually run the numbers.
Yes, indeed. Awesome. Great parting shot there, Steve. Any last words from yourself?
Nope. I think Teresa has said it all.
All right. Perfect. Well, perfect. Well, I will take us out. So our guest for this episode of the Frictionless Innkeeper podcast was Teresa Molitor-Luttrell, who is the owner of Enliven Bed and Breakfast. As we discussed, the inn is located in Kenmore, Washington, and it is chemical and fragrance free, which is ideal for guests seeking out truly healthy accommodations. And as you heard, Teresa was kind enough to share more about her background, how she got into being an innkeeper, especially in the specialized arena. She also discussed a number of eco-friendly and safe products, as well as her efforts with chemicalfreeinns.com. And we really hope you enjoyed this episode of the Frictionless Innkeeper podcast, brought to you by the Frictionless Guest app. If you wish to learn more, please visit frictionlessguest.com. Once again, that's frictionlessguest.com.